going on, world? Welcome to another edition of the Rhymes Like Dimes podcast with your boys Peter,
Peace,
Mohammed,
Hello,
and myself, and myself, Yemi. Today we're going to be unpacking the very messy UMG versus TikTok beef. But before we get into that, if you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the Rhymes Like Dimes podcast. And yeah, we got a lot in there: segments, album reviews, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, please follow and tell a friend to tell a friend. And if you're listening on DSPs as well, leave us a review and also tell a friend to tell a friend. Sweet. Now, UMG versus TikTok. This was very mad corporation beef right now. So on the 30th of January, 2024, Universal Music Group, which is the home for artists like Drake, The Weeknd, Taylor Swift, Justin Bieber, Billie Eilish, The Beatles. They announced that they would not be... Why are you laughing?
It's the way you said The Beatles last minute.
They're random. Yeah, I just had it there. Universal Music Group announced that it would not be renewing its global licensing deal with TikTok. They basically released an open letter in which they said, TikTok proposed paying our artists and songwriters at a rate that is a fraction of the rate that is similarly situated major social platforms pay. So essentially, UMG feel like they are being shortchanged by TikTok. Obviously we know what TikTok is. It's a multi-billion dollar company. And UMG kind of just wants a bigger slice of that licensing pie. TikTok went nuclear in their response. And they accused UMG of putting their own greed above the interests of their artists and songwriters. So basically, the main crux of not renewing this licensing deal is that all music by UMG artists, so the artists that I mentioned and so many others, have been removed from TikTok, effective immediately. That's about over 3 million songs that you now cannot use on TikTok, cannot play, all that good stuff. That also means that the artists that are signed to UMG can't even use their own music to promote themselves on the platform. And these days, TikTok is one of the biggest platforms and avenues for promoting yourself as a musician and as an artist, as a person. So it's pretty crazy right now. As I said, UMG basically want a bigger slice of TikTok's pie. UMG, for context, made $11.5 billion in 2023. They're apparently being paid approximately 1% of TikTok's annual revenue, which amounts to about $110 million for this licensing deal. They obviously feel like they're not being paid enough. And TikTok actually have similar deals with the other major labels, Sony and Warner. So it's created a whole heap of conversation around, you know, the kind of power of labels, who's going to, you know what I mean, who's going to shirk first, whether it's actually going to be renegotiated, whether they're going to, you know, kiss and make up, as it were. But yeah, I kind of just wanted to talk about UMG and, well, I just feel like they're moving kind of... Listen, okay. Let me just go first. So, right. When it comes to the kind of like legal part of it, right? I guess I can see where UMG is coming from. TikTok makes a lot of money. It has, I think I saw something stupid, like it gets like over 1 million or 2 million like new signups every month or something. So it's a highly active social platform. And if you're gonna be using music that is licensed to UMG and they feel like they're not being paid appropriately, because I suppose if we're relatively speaking, 110 million isn't a lot to UMG, then I understand wanting more, and I understand if you're not gonna get more, being like, well, bun it, I'm just gonna stop working with you. So I guess I get it from that perspective. However, this label, and let's just keep it a buck, like labels are not the best to artists, period. They do not treat their artists well. They don't pay them well. They don't look after them well. We've got countless stories of this, right? And obviously, not all labels are like this, but major labels can treat their artists like shit. UMG have now taken away another avenue that their artists could use to promote themselves and make back a lot of the money that UMG gives them when they sign them, to kind of advance and things of that nature. So I just feel like UMG has kind of taken and put its own interests, you could call it greed, ahead of what their artists need. And I feel like that is a fundamental problem. And I feel like artists always kind of bear the brunt of like the label's power.
100%.
Like they're always like the lowest on the totem pole when it comes to like priority.
Yeah. It's business.
It's business.
It's business, man. I don't give a fuck about what's best for you. What's making me money? You don't give a fuck about what? Okay. Okay.
No, you're right, though. It's business at the end of the day.
Yeah. And I 100%, I hear that. I do that 100%. But if you are a business whose business model is developing and nurturing people under your umbrella, and then
is it though?
I mean,
that's what Universal thing. Universal is to find out.
I don't know if it is, bro. I don't know if every label has that model.
What, as far as nurturing artists?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's developing and nurturing artists. I've never known that to be Universal's model.
What's the Universal model to you then?
Make money. By any means necessary. I don't think they care about developing the artist.
Yeah, but the premise...
Obviously, it's in their interest for an artist to develop to the point where the capital is like, you know, at a higher level than that. But I don't know if they go out of their way to ensure that the artists are developed that much.
Well, let's just take the premise of a record label. A record label is there to develop, nurture artists. And the whole idea of their business model being that, they have a development team, they have an A&R team.
But
aren't
you speaking
they have
more to
that?
The subsidiaries... Within Universal, though?
I mean, Universal itself is a label.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, listen, I'm talking about the general umbrella, but ultimately, even the subsidiaries, they should all have the intention of, if you sign an artist, if you're looking, and listen, let's talk about the actual A to Z of bringing an artist into a label and then developing them. They obviously tried to scout an artist. I mean, we had Cyan on the show. She basically spoke about it, like, scouting artists, building a relationship with them to the point where they want to sign, and then once they sign, you give them a budget. You make sure that they're taken care of in that regard artistically. You still have the A&Rs working. You still have, you know, marketing trying to make them look as good as possible. You know, they go away and create their music. Sometimes if they go to pitch the music to the labels, there might be a bit of friction there because they might not like the stuff, whatever. But ultimately, it is a process, right? So the priority for these labels should be the artists. However, it is a business, 100%. And ultimately, I guess this is less about the artists and it's more so about like, well, it is kind of, but it is mainly the licensing, right? If you're going to license the music that we've put out as a label, as a conglomerate, we need our share, right? So yes, I agree with the general premise.
Me too.
But I just feel like it's just artists again that are gonna suffer.
I agree with you, but I've got a hot take.
Go on.
This is a wonderful thing for music.
Oh, okay.
The fact that they're not allowed on TikTok anymore. Because I feel like TikTok, people now chase TikTok hits. And that can become a problem within hip hop. If people now, for example, the left foot, right foot slide, was Drake looking for a song on TikTok? Or Ice Spice, or what's the other one called? Pink Panther.
Pink Pantheress.
Her. People
She's
now,
great.
What'd you say?
She's great.
Okay, but now what people do is they're looking for songs to be played on TikTok. Now, if you take that avenue away from it, I think that's, I might be a hater, and I might be, I might sound like a hater, but I'm absolutely glad that music is getting, I use TikTok, don't get me wrong, but I'm glad music's not allowed to be there for now, because now you can't nurture your song to be on TikTok. So you can't make a generic shit song, but know that it's going to blow on TikTok.
No, and but then I think you can. But unless you are signed to a Universal, then you probably can't. Because if you're independent, I don't think this applies.
No, but I'm saying, but if you are signed, they can pump it more, if that makes sense.
But this doesn't stop people from making viral hits, though. Because they're now...
It does depend on if you're signed or not.
Not necessarily, because you don't necessarily have to be signed to make a viral hit.
No, but TikTok took it to another level.
Yeah.
How much of it was the label not saying, yo, go and make a TikTok thing?
What do you mean?
Like, how much of it was the label...
I think it was the labels. Okay. That's my point. I think the labels were looking for TikTok hits.
Yeah, but also...
So I think if you take away TikTok, it might be a good thing music.
But the other side of that coin is sometimes an artist might just make a song
and it becomes
viral. Put it up on TikTok and then it becomes viral and then they get signed off the back of that. So it might be a mix of the label telling you you need to make a hit, which essentially is what this is. Like, it's like the 2024 version of you need to make a hit, or you need to have a chart topper, you need to have something that bangs on socials and so bangs on TikTok. But at the same time, there will be people who probably made their bones doing that on TikTok and then were brought in and expected to carry that on. And it speaks to a conversation that people are having about, okay, what's the next thing for these people? Because if it's not going to be TikTok, some people have said Twitch. I think Tyler, the singer of Water, she said Twitch was next as far as that being that kind of social platform where you can kind of push your music. So I guess it speaks to that. But I don't know if I agree that this is a good thing.
I think it's a good thing. And when I say it's a good thing, I don't mean that the powers the label have. I think controlling someone's destiny to that degree isn't a good thing.
I think the quality of the music.
I think the quality of the music not being able to be put on TikTok means there might be a little bit more quality control now. I might be completely wrong, but it might be a little bit more quality control now to where, because it's viral on TikTok, you get signed off the back of that and then you're seeing it everywhere.
I'm hoping that it could be a good thing from the perspective.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying, but I'm hoping it could be a good thing as far as artists maybe taking a step back and saying, you know what, do I really want to be part of a machine? Because if like a machine has this much control to where it can stop the output of my music on a particular platform, like maybe I don't want that. Maybe I want to be able to control my thing.
That's never changed though. We've always known the powers of record labels. Them not signing to TikTok doesn't change anything.
But I don't think we've seen an instance where a label was said, yo, you're not putting your music on this platform. I don't know if we've seen that, bro. So maybe this could be an opportunity to where the pendulum kind of swings to where more great artists are staying independent and doing their own thing. Not saying it's easy, but maybe...
You might not want
to
be...
Yeah, maybe you're not so quick to, do you know what I mean, to join the machine. Yeah.
I think... Sorry, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I think that's always going to kind of be there. I feel like people, and I think we might have spoken about this before, there are going to be artists that obviously see the benefits of major labels, and there are a lot of them, right? And there's going to be people who prefer the independent grind, and there's a lot of benefits to that as well. So I feel like we're always going to have a lot of people on either side. I think it does spark a conversation about how ain't shit labels are, even though we've been speaking about this ad nauseum at this point. But it does spark a conversation, especially for the artist's perspective. And for further context, I'm pretty sure Benny's signed to Def Jam, right? They're part of UMG, so who will have been affected? So it's not just the people.
Benny's
who are
not
just
really a TikTok artist.
But that's this is why I think it's a good thing.
That doesn't matter, because even if, so let's say for us, if we were to post a video on TikTok and we wanted to use Benny's song, we now can't. We're not chasing virality or anything.
We just want
to
use the music.
We absolutely are. Fuck you talking about? Hold on, what this brother's talking about? Says the brother on no socials.
I never change, man.
He's chasing virality.
Never change.
Does that even make sense?
This guy's a ghost.
That
as
goes
well.
Against his whole character that he's crafted for
like
5 years.
But like,
five
you know
years.
When you see someone like Benny the Butcher?
Yeah.
He doesn't look for TikTok hits. Which is why, let me just land. Which is why when I said it's good that they're not allowed on TikTok anymore. Someone like him don't chase it. I'm talking about specifically about the ones that have been signed that are based on what they've done on TikTok.
Do you have an example?
Without signing sign like a dickhead.
Yeah.
Ice Spice, Pink Panther.
Okay.
Like, well, I don't know if they're signed to
is
UMG.
Is Pink Panther, was she a TikTok person?
Yeah.
Yeah, she made up.
She blew off TikTok.
Well, I mean, social media, but someone like Billie Eilish, right? Her song Bad Guy, where you've probably heard it if you don't know the name. That probably blew up on TikTok as well. I think Spotify's got like a billion.
The other song blew off.
But she's like an artist.
But the other song blew off TikTok. I don't mean to interrupt you. Remember that? Billie Eilish. Remember that guy?
Oh, Armani White.
Yeah.
That's a banger.
He blew off TikTok. Never seen that guy again. At some point, it's.
But that's not going to stop.
I think people, when you're chasing something on a social media platform and it's no longer about the music, it's just, let me just put it on this social media platform and it blows. It can become a dangerous thing. So I think them saying, yo, your music's not allowed here.
Yeah, but that doesn't
It might be the old head in me.
Yeah, but
it just might get back to the nature of the
game. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that their music should be unwillingly taken off a platform.
Take it away.
I think I'm with Yem on that.
Man. I'm not. Take it away.
You shouldn't have, nah, man, because that's your livelihood. These days, for some of these artists, that's their livelihood. So you're taking away another aspect of my livelihood just because you want your money.
Yeah, I hear you.
Meanwhile, you're making me chase these hits. You're making me do this sort of shit in some ways.
Because they're not even getting
paid.
And
now I'm not that. And now I can't even do it.
Because they're not even getting paid off that. Because if they're making 110 mil before, Universal's making 110 mil, that's not going to all of their artists. There's no way. What are they going to get paid? £1,000?
Of course not.
Yes, I see what you're saying. Mm. To me, it's just the music aspect of it that I'm happy that, all right, cool, people might not chase it as much. That's my only thing. Am I happy with the power that record labels have? Not at all. I'm just more, I don't think it's the end of the world is what I'm trying to say, essentially. Yeah.
It's not the end of the world, but again, as I said, like, I feel like it's another, but it speaks to the crazy power that they have, but it also speaks to the kind of uncertainty of the artist situation in a sense, because again, they didn't ask for this. It was just heaped upon them, sort of thing. So unless you are a Billie Eilish or a Taylor Swift who, quite frankly, doesn't need that, doesn't need TikTok, doesn't need all that. They've made their money. They're pop stars, they're superstars. Smaller artists are going to bear even more of a brand. Especially those who are kind of developing. So let's say someone like a Hardy Caprio, right? Let's say if he was like just a TikTok guy and he was still signed to UMG. He'd probably be massively affected by this because he doesn't have as much of a big platform. And obviously Instagram, Twitter, whatever. But TikTok, the reach that you can get on TikTok is so much higher.
Can I ask you a question?
Then, of course you can.
Without interrupting you, sorry. Don't I mean the music's just whack?
If what?
If you rely on TikTok.
No.
Not necessarily.
How though? Because the reason why Billie Eilish, the reason why Billie Eilish can hold weight is because people resonate with her music.
You're equating.
If you're relying on TikTok and you've already dropped music that's gone viral on TikTok, but people still chase your TikTok and they don't chase your music, that means your music don't hold weight.
That's not true.
If you've had the one hit, let's just say you've had the one hit off TikTok and it's blue, but people still not are gravitating towards your music, they're chasing your TikTok, that means there's something wrong with your music. Because why are they staying with the Billie Eilishes of the world? The whoever's. There's a reason why Billie Eilish didn't lose fans. She gained fans off social media. They kept her. She's touring all over the world.
I mean, she's been.
Maybe she have multiple hits on TikTok.
Yeah.
She's got multiple hits, period.
She tours arenas. Like, she's gone clear. But my point is, if
how many songs? How many songs become hits outside of TikTok and then become hits on TikTok?
What do you mean?
So, again. If an artist drops a single tomorrow and it's big everywhere, streets, clubs, all that thing, yeah, and then suddenly, you find it on TikTok.
It wouldn't be suddenly, bruv. It'll be on TikTok before.
Maybe Sprinter.
Yeah.
Maybe okay. Sprinter.
Like, there's a lot of songs that TikTok blows, and then, like, I'm trying to think of another one. Like, you know that Baby Calm Down? Calm Down. Calm Down. And then it. What's that song called? You know that Calm Down song? Is it Rema? These songs Calm Down.
Oh, Calm Down. Yeah, Rema. Yeah.
Yeah, Rema, Calm Down. That blew on. But my point is, if you get the song that makes you viral, but it's on you to hold those fans, it's on you to keep them. And if you can't do that, then your music's just not. No one cares about
I don't necessarily agree with that because sometimes the fans might just want what they think is like popular. So you could drop something that might hit and might not hit. I don't think that speaks to, well, it might not necessarily speak to the quality of the music. It might just speak to the fact of maybe you just missed on this one, but maybe the next one will be a hit. Maybe the next one will go viral sort of thing. So I don't think it's necessarily the quality of the music. I hear where you're coming from.
I'm saying if you've got that viral hit though, I'm saying if you've already got the eyes on you, it's on you to keep them. Once you've got the eyes on you, it's on you to keep them. Because you can't keep getting viral hits. If you've got one viral hit,
shit,
it's on you to keep that person is what I'm saying. And if you don't keep that person, it's because your music, people might not just fuck with you. You get what I'm saying?
But the one thing
it's on you. Once the job's done, once the job's done and you've got that viral hit, you've got millions of people listening to that.
Bro, one thing I'll say though is with or without TikTok, yeah, people, they're going to be artists chasing hits. 100%. So I don't think TikTok really makes too much of a difference.
That's
you're always going to get disposable artists.
And it's very easy to go viral.
Now it's
very easy to go viral on TikTok as well.
100%, very easy. But I just think I'm
so that's not about the quality of the music then.
No, I'm saying if you go viral and then. If you go, what I'm trying to say essentially is if you go viral on a song, no one's heard of it and it goes viral, let's just get 300 million views. It's on you to keep fans after that.
Okay.
Your music has to hold weight to keep that. And if you don't, then that's your music.
Yeah, but why is that? What's that got to do with TikTok though?
Because I mean, Yemi brought up a point earlier.
Well, to the point of TikTok, I feel like the quality of the music probably doesn't matter as much because on TikTok, you can pop anything on there and if it hits.
It hits.
It hits.
Yeah, you're right.
So it doesn't need to be an amazing song. It doesn't need to be Respiration. It could literally be something else.
That's why I hear you.
Why can't it be Respiration?
You know, damn well there's never been no damn Respiration.
I say that to say this. I, for one, am glad that you cannot put as much music on TikTok. And wallahi, I hope this forces people to stop making lazy music. It's not going to do it. It's not going to do it at all. I know this is just wishful thinking. It's not going to do it. People are going to make lazy music forever. But whatever that stops people that chasing TikTok hit is whatever I'll be here for.
Any utopia for me, man, I feel like this will lead to less artists signing to majors, man, or relying on majors and kind of doing their own thing and keeping the control of their art. That's what I hope for. But obviously, you know what I mean? It may not be realistic.
Listen, you have any final words?
I think that TikTok and UMG will sort this out. I feel like as much as there have been like a war of words or like a letters of words, war of letters even, they will sort it out because again, money talks. If TikTok decide that they want to give you a UMG maybe double of what they already give them, then
2%.
It'll be fine. So I just think it's just one of those things where it's a debate for now, and obviously we're talking about it, but in the long run, I don't think UMG are going to keep their music off TikTok like permanently. I feel like there's way too much upside for them as a conglomerate to have their music on there. I mean, shit, it's another revenue stream of many several ones that they've got. And I'm pretty sure, like, if artists like Taylor Swift or like a Harry Styles or a Billie Eilish was to speak out about it, there might be more incentive to kind of sort out something. So I don't think the music industry changes in the long term, but I guess we'll see as far as like what the artists do and how they react, if they react as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a very interesting beef, I suppose. I think I said in our group chat or another group chat that we're all in, I wanted to hear diss tracks. Because the way they were speaking in these letters was kind of crazy.
Yeah, I can't lie. Salute to TikTok, man.
Yeah,
man,
TikTok calling UMG greedy.
Yeah, salute to TikTok, man. They let the chopper fly.
They didn't give two shits about it. But, yeah.
Hey.
Nice chat, boys.
Hey.
Nice. Go through.
Does the fact that all the artists are no longer on the platform open up a hole for new eyes to film?
100%.
Nah, you still got the other two majors, man. You still got the two other majors as well, though. Still got Warner, Sony lurking.
Well, that's the beauty of TikTok. Anything can happen.
But hey, you could go viral on TikTok off.
Anything can happen.
Buying chicken and chips, bruv.
So it's not necessarily artists replacing other artists, but if you're an artist that just puts something up and it goes viral, you're just another artist that went viral, sort of thing. So, yeah, I think
there's probably more space to do that, though.
Yeah,
100%.
It's kind of like the Wild West TikTok in a lot of ways. Yeah. Like, and they actually helped that as well. Like, think of like Old Town Road. When that started getting a bit popular, TikTok essentially massaged the algorithm for it to become even more. And off the basis of Old Town Road, that's why TikTok is so popular and that's why people have been able to go viral.
This is what I'm saying. I'm telling you, TikTok music needs to stop. That guy might be the devil.
Old Town Road is a banger, though.
Come on, Alpha. No one's ever going to convince me otherwise. By the way, yeah, actually, I'll say it after the podcast.
Wait,
no. Nah, I can't.
You can just edit that.
This guy said unpacking in a wild way earlier, fam. I looked at him like this, but you lot missed it.
Unpacking?
Yeah, you said something crazy about unpacking.
At least I didn't say unpacking.
Yo, I went like this. Yo,
I'll never forget that. Yeah, hold that. Pause that one, you dickhead.
Yo, I can't lie. You guys are going to see it. By the way, you're going to see the video. Yo, Pete, you're going to see the video. Yemi goes unpacking. I'm all like this.
Oh, man.
Cool. Well, we're going to wrap up there. Let us know what you think about the whole UMG TikTok saga in the comments section if you're watching on YouTube, and leave us a comment if you're listening on the DSPs as well. So yeah, that's it from us. But if you want to find out more about us and just tune in a bit more, obviously follow us on YouTube, follow us on the socials at Rhymes Dimes Pod, Instagram, TikTok and Twitter. And yeah, we'll see you next time. But until then, take care. Stay safe, stay blessed,
stay black,
and peace.
Deuces.